We're speaking this morning with Dylan Sheedy. He's a licensed physical therapist with Pardee Rehab and Wellness. First of all, Dylan, thank you for joining us on WTZQ today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Mark.
So, Dylan, I understand that October is physical therapy month, and you're here to talk to us a little bit about physical therapy and how it can improve your quality of life. So let's start with sort of just a wide brush on talking a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So physical therapists are neuromusculoskeletal experts, and so we're trained to work with people across the lifespan, regardless of age or health condition or physical fitness level. So in general, physical therapy can help people achieve the goals or the functional tasks that they're limited with in their daily life. So if you're somebody who is recovering from a surgery, or maybe you had an injury, or maybe you're a young person who is unable to, you know, perform a task at school or in sports, or you're an older adult and you're having balance issues or just want to feel a little more confident going up and down the stairs, all of those things are aspects of health that physical therapists can help enhance and help patients work on.
I'm sure there are lots of different types of physical therapy based on what someone's needs are. So this may be a bit of a broad question, but what can someone expect during physical therapy?
Yeah, there are definitely many different types of physical therapy, but the general structure is about the same. When you first see your therapist, you'll have an evaluation where they talk with you about the specifics of your issue, and they learn about, you know, the factors in your life that may influence your ability to perform the tasks or that influence the injury or the issue that you have. And then there will be an examination where they look at some physical characteristics, strength, range of motion, functional tests, you know, flexibility, things like that. And then we identify specific either movement patterns or muscles or aspects of your movement that you have difficulty with that are limiting your ability to achieve whatever it is your goal is. And then you'll get tailored specific interventions to address these deficits that you present with that will help improve your ability to achieve these goals and overall enhance your quality of life. So what the specific interventions are can vary a lot depending on what your issue is and where you are in the lifespan and what you're there for, but that's generally what to expect.
Is physical therapy basically for people who have been injured, or are there other folks who benefit from physical therapy? And if so, what are some of those benefits?
I would say that physical therapy can benefit everybody. So if you have an injury, that is, you know, an obvious reason to come to physical therapy. But physical therapists can also help prevent future injuries from happening by identifying, you know, maybe some movement patterns or strength deficits that, you know, would put you at greater risk for injury in the future. So you can think of preventative care as being an aspect of physical therapy, along with care for current injuries. And you can also just work on sort of general strength and balance to prevent fall risk and things like that.
Are physical therapists, do they specialize in a certain type of physical therapy, or are you basically, do you basically sort of run the whole gamut?
So it depends on the particular setting that a physical therapist works in. We are trained and educated as generalists. So when we leave school, we can treat anybody from a young infant to an older adult. As people, you know, go forward in their careers, some people choose to specialize in, maybe it's orthopedics, muscle, bone, and joint injuries. Maybe it's neurologic injuries, so treating people after they have strokes, things like that. As a community member, you can go to any outpatient clinic, meaning outside of the hospital, and the people there will be trained as generalists. And if they are not able to specifically treat your deficits, they can refer you to somebody who is more specialized in the area where you're having issues.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. Thanks for answering that question. And thanks for your time and for sharing all this information with us here, as, of course, October is physical therapy month. Is there anything else you'd like to make sure our listeners know before we finish the interview?
Yes. One important thing to know is that North Carolina is what is called a direct access state. So if you have a private insurance, meaning that it's not Medicare, Medicaid, or TRICARE, you can see a physical therapist directly without a physician's referral. Now, if you have one of those federal payers, again, Medicare, TRICARE or Medicaid, you just need to get a physician referral for physical therapy. So it's always a good idea to ask your physician if you're having some sort of general ache or pain or trouble achieving a functional task in your life, if physical therapy is an appropriate step.
That's great information. Thanks for sharing that, Dylan. And thank you for sharing your time with us today and with our listeners. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Once again, we've been speaking with Dylan Sheedy, a physical therapist with Pardee Rehabilitation and Wellness. If you would like more information about physical therapy at Pardee or finding a primary care provider, just visit PardeeHospital.org.